Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Keim will join us at 7 a.m. He spoke with Commanders head coach Dan Quinn for the John Keim podcast recently. We'll get into that at 7.
So I got a text yesterday as I was driving. This is one of the more hysterical texts I've ever got from a pretty tech-savvy guy.
Okay.
In fact, he works like in tech.
Okay.
He said, "Hey, buddy, just a random thought. I know you have no control over it, but I also know you love tech stuff. Heading to Vegas this morning. It would have been awesome to have been able to download the episode this morning and listen to it on the plane without using Wi-Fi. Probably zero on the Odyssey project list." And I went, "You mean like a podcast? You mean like a downloadable podcast?"
Right.
And he said, "Yeah." I said, "We've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Right.
20 years.
This is allegedly a tech guy?
Yeah. The problem is he just hears us promote the Odyssey app all the time.
Okay, yeah.
And you don't really see, like, you don't use the Odyssey app for podcasting. It's just 24-hour sort of listen to the show as it's happening or within the last 24 hours. You understand?
Yeah.
He didn't understand that we've been podcasting. How many are there people out there? This guy's been listening to the show for, since we've done it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know we had podcasts.
So he's never
downloaded. What he described is a podcast.
Yeah. So he's
if that guy's tech savvy, then
he works with tech.
Then I'm Bill Gates and Steve Jobs all wrapped into
but
one.
But he was just like, guess locked in on the Odyssey app as his way that he consumes the show.
Right.
You sure he wasn't just confused about yesterday? Because I saw on social media, somebody claimed that our podcast wasn't up yesterday.
No. He had no idea.
And it was up.
No, I was going back and forth. He had no idea that we've been doing this.
Gotcha. So his only way of consuming the product was
with
through
the app.
Through the Odyssey app. He didn't realize you could go. I mean, we want you to use the Odyssey app.
Sure. But there's a million ways you can consume the show. You can watch it on Monumental.
Yeah.
You can download the podcast. I mean, how about this? Just listen to the radio.
I know. It's
wacky. That's actually the best way for us.
Foreign concept.
Right. I don't know. I was stunned that he didn't think that we were podcasting the show in 2024.
Know this person?
Yeah, Gino.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know that person.
When in fact, we've probably been podcasting this show longer than anyone.
And in our company, which has over 250 radio stations, we're the number one podcasted show.
Yeah.
More than national shows. Had over a million downloads last month.
I'll give CK credit. He was like sort of the first on it and said it was important. And then, do you know that there have been many times, and we always forget this, through our company's history, where they've tried to cancel our podcast.
Right.
Did you know that? And CK fought for us. And we would fight for it.
Yeah.
And they would say, we're not going to do that anymore. And then we would go, okay. And they just never cancel it.
Yeah.
I just love all the dollars that have poured in because of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm stinking rich.
Not to us.
I know.
But to the company,
I don't know if it came to the company either.
I think it's starting to.
It started to trickle
20 years late.
Okay.
But, just stunning to me.
Stunning donkiness from him.
How'd you not know we've been podcasting the show? So yes, you can consume the podcast. Now I will say this: it's a little trickier for me to find my podcast now because I was a Google Podcast guy, and now they've eliminated Google Podcasts, and I guess they want you to go to YouTube Music or something. That's where they're hosting podcasts now.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys don't do that.
Yeah.
But we can get the podcast for
Yeah, formerly Google Podcast, now like YouTube Music, right. Amazon.
I think Mars like hyping up the competition. What a dumping him.
I'm saying you can find it anywhere. You can literally, okay. If you have any podcast.
But I think one of those things I don't think you can.
He's looking around like, where's Draft? I know. Out of here. What's going on?
Can we get him back already?
Yeah. No, but basically you can do it anywhere.
You can do it anywhere. Just type in the Sports Junkies in your search feed and it'll come up. Right. And whatever podcasting method you use, it will come up.
I mean, it just highlighted to me that if Gino doesn't understand this, there must be a large portion of our audience, or he's just a spectacular idiot.
He might just...
I would probably say the latter.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know Gino that well. I've seen him, you know, over the years at poker tournaments.
He's a smart guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gino Heffy.
Yeah. Heffy. Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in years.
So apparently our friend Gino lost his brain on the way to the airport. Yeah. He couldn't figure out how to do the podcast.
Well, someone else lost his brain too.
Valdez, can you update us on Drab's travel fiasco from yesterday? Because I didn't know about this until I saw the outline, but it is a bit of a knee slapper.
You know, Drab, I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, he just leaves a bunch of stuff laying around.
Yeah,
like his keys all
the
time.
He's the king of, like, if you walk around this studio or maybe where the production studio, like if there's a wallet on the ground or somebody's keys have fallen on the ground, odds are they're Drab's.
Yeah. Drab's like a little. He's a little disorganized. He's a little disorganized when it comes to his essentials.
Yeah, correct.
So yesterday he left kind of early because my guess is he had to pack and get all ready for his flight to Spain.
Right.
Which I believe left at night.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, like five p.m.
Yeah. Okay.
He was slated to land in Dublin around midnight.
And he was flying out of Dulles.
I think he's just landing now into whatever city in Spain he's going to. Malaga, maybe,
and
Marbella. I don't know, something like that. Starts with an M.
So he's running out of here. I had him cut a cameo with me before he left.
It was the longest cameo ever. You guys give people their money.
We do give bang for their buck
for the cameos. I'll give you that.
I don't know.
I was walking by, then they were doing the cameo.
Yeah,
and Valdez, I could see they were doing something. So I didn't know they were doing a cameo. And Valdez says, "Hey, say hi to Andy." I thought they were just...
I said hi to him, too.
I said, who's Andy?
Andy, 47 years old, I believe, loves Coors Light.
No, yeah. I said, who's Andy? Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of my fault for distracting him and hustling him around.
Mm-hmm.
So he left, and then apparently on J.P. Finley and B. Mitch's show, or J.P. Finley found a wallet on the ground.
Okay.
And he opened it up. And there it is, Matt Cahill,
mm-hmm.
driver's license, credit cards, and everything. So he's flying to Spain in, I don't know, 5 hours.
Yes.
He's already heading towards Aldi, mm-hmm. which is probably 50 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And he forgot his wallet before an international flight.
Mm.
Yeah, and good luck boarding an airplane without your wallet.
Well, technically,
you got the passport.
Technically, technically, Drab could leave the wallet here, and I think he'd be okay because he has his passport.
Right.
I mean,
your credit cards are in your wallet.
Yeah, they are. But you could always use your Google Pay or Apple Pay if you have that set up.
Or maybe
or
his
if
wife.
You're traveling in
or
the
his wife. Yeah, yeah. Or Sarah could use her cards.
Or his parents.
Or his parents.
Because they're paying for everything else.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's what the first thing that crossed my mind. Is that it's convenient of Drab to leave his wallet at home.
Yes.
Before, you thought he did it on purpose.
Before a vacation, so mommy and daddy can pay for all the paella.
You actually thought it could be methodical.
I heard the boys talk about charging things on the credit card to mess with him.
Right.
Did they go through with it? They all said that.
No,
I think they agreed to a $50 limit. Each of the guys on the show are going to charge $50 via Amazon.
Yeah, that's your penalty.
Using Cahill's card.
For leaving your wallet just lying around like on the floor.
I don't think they went through and did that. And to be honest, I don't know if Drab came back and got it. So I checked all of the secret locations around here.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it.
Mitch also said that he might drive it to him. Because he lives close.
My guess is he got it from B. Mitch.
Yeah.
But I actually think it was very convenient of Drab.
But isn't
to
that
leave
also
it
cutting it close? Like if B. Mitch is leaving here at 2 o'clock or 2:30
mm-hmm.
and Drab's flight is at 5 p.m.
He probably had to be there by 3.
Like, yeah, he's got to do, like, international check-in, like that. You're supposed to be at the airport, like, 2 or 3 hours early.
Right. Well, he definitely made it because I saw he did, he had a photo of Sarah at the airport, right? Where they're, you know, they're waiting for the plane or whatever.
Yeah. It's probably a no harm, no foul situation.
Yeah, but it is a donk move, though, to be leaving your wallet.
A total donk move.
Look, I had to make a turnaround at the Roadhouse premiere because I left my credit card in the machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a donk move.
Yeah, it's a donk move.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
If you wanted to order food, they had a kiosk. The problem is the food wasn't ordered, and I started talking to Robert Waters, who's a longtime listener of the show. He also left his credit card.
Yeah.
And then it was just a whole debacle.
I see.
Ultimately, I retrieved the
car. Yeah. I lost my freaking AirPods, knockoff AirPods thingies. I don't know where they are.
Didn't one of you drive to the wrong airport?
I have.
This guy.
Oh, that was you.
I've done it twice.
You went to Reagan when he should have been Dulles.
In my lifetime, I've done it twice.
That might be more donk than leaving your wallet.
Trust me.
But the good news is because I'm always planned so early, I've made both flights.
Ever since he's done that, I'm very OCD about, now I don't fly a lot, but when I do fly, I check that airport code probably a dozen times.
Right, what's the airport code for Reagan?
DCA.
Yeah.
DCA, and the one for Dulles is IAD.
You know BWIs.
BWI is pretty simple.
That one's easy.
I don't know why I got that confused at one time. I don't know. Weird.
BWI, I hate parking.
It's kind of a donk.
I hate parking in one of those economy parkings where you're driving around the circle. You feel like you're in like a Jason Bourne movie. Mm-hmm. You go 8 levels up, and you're definitely dizzy by the time you get to the top.
Yeah, I find that one the easiest of the three.
Which one?
BWI.
Just
for me, I don't know.
I try to avoid BWI for whatever reason. I prefer Dulles and Reagan.
I think BWI is the top of my list.
That's my number one seed.
BWI is my one seed.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Dulles, I know my one seed.
I know your one seed.
I just love that Jason still gets like a limo from Chariots for Hire for a 5-minute ride to IAD.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Do you work with Chariots? Do you still work with them? Like,
I mean, they're awesome. And I know the owners, they're great.
He either gets a Chariot
Courtney West.
Or he knows like somebody that works like in an office. It's like 5 seconds away from Dulles where you can just park at the office.
Yeah.
Like a printer, like some sort of printer.
But I never go anywhere. I haven't had to use Chariots to get
anywhere.
I never go anywhere.
Aren't you going to Pebble?
Yeah, but
when do you go to Nashville?
Going to Nashville Labor Day weekend.
Nice, finally going through with it.
Yeah. So I will have to maybe
where are you
get chairs.
Don't throw any chairs off rooftops. Don't pull a Morgan
Wallen. I promise not to do that.
Behave yourself.
Hold on.
Are you staying right there in downtown?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the hotel.
It's
supposed to be a pretty nice one, right in downtown.
Mm-hmm. You're probably the one like right next to the Hall of Fame.
You know who also is going to be in Nashville Labor Day weekend when I'm there?
You're there for a football game, right?
I'm there for Hokies and Vanderbilt, But I've also never been to Nashville.
You're two birds, one
OAR performing Saturday of Labor Day weekend in Nashville.
Oh, where are they performing?
I don't know.
You're going to go?
I'll tell you. I'll look at their tour itinerary.
Kind of depends on what time they start and then what time the game is. And
that's one where you should reach out to either Mark Roberts or Richard on like, hey man, I'm in Nashville.
Oh, I already texted Mark.
I already texted him.
Yeah. Didn't hear back though.
Not yet. You've thrown it out there, which I love.
Actually, they might play Sunday. Maybe they'll play Sunday, not Saturday, but I'm not sure.
I'm looking at them, actively looking at their tour dates.
Oh, okay.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong on
hold
that?
Hold on. Nashville, Tennessee, September 1, Ryman Auditorium.
There you go.
I can tell you this. You're probably staying near the Country Music Hall of Fame, which may be something that you're not interested in because you're not really a country music guy.
No, but I would go.
Save your money.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. It's kind of nubs.
Let me guess. A bunch of cowboy hats and old guitars.
Well, it's just a bunch of little stations, but there's nothing really great there. And a lot of them are like older country artists that you know.
You're big into like Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, or Dolly Parton era.
Merle Haggard.
All the people that played the Grand Ole Opry or something.
Right.
Look
at those pools from you, Cakes. Those country
My dad
pools.
Was a country music guy growing up, so I know some of the old schoolers.
Yeah.
Or your daughter is going to drop so much coin at the Stetson factory.
Need a legit cowboy hat.
Yeah, all the women bought cowboy boots when we were there. There's a place where you could get like buy one, get two free. Now,
those got to be the numbers.
The one's got to be like $600.
The ones are expensive.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Then, you know. No, they're not. I think they're very average. Mm. You know, maybe they're even considered cheap. I have no idea.
Do we know what sort of exotic like animals use for the boots? Is it just regular like cow
I don't know.
Leather or
probably
snake
skin? Crocodile?
What's the exotic leather? I have no idea. Regular leather. If you get regular leather shoes, that's what?
Cow?
Yeah. It's cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably just a cow. I have no idea. I'm no interest in owning anything snake skin.
It's all good. Probably much
Do you
pricier.
Own anything snakeskin?
Snakeskin? What would I own that's made of snakeskin?
I don't know, a wallet or a watch. The
no
band
chance.
On a watch can
no.
be snakeskin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. No.
Nope.
Not for me.
Belt.
Nope. What? A belt?
Belt.
I usually just get the...
They don't make snakeskin belts. They don't carry them at TJ Sillies.
Yeah, at TJ Maxx, I usually get the brown, black Nike trick for like 15
the
bucks.
Reversible number?
Reversible. Yeah, so it's...
A lot of reversible belts there.
Where it cracks after about a month of wearing it.
No, I've had this one for a couple years.
It's not the highest quality.
It works. Yeah. It's leather. It's cow leather cakes.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't forget, coming up at 7, we'll be joined by John Keim. He had Dan Quinn... Head coach of the Commanders on his podcast recently. We'll get into some of that audio that he had with Quinn next here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.